Since it seems that we now agreed to make a foundation for the saving of the global climate and agreed that them who have been destroying the climate with emission of CO2, the carbon dioxide, should be them who will pay to this foundation for reparation work in third world countries who now pay for all the damages with overflow, desertification, and losing their crops and animals. And whatever we see from climate destruction, we should find a just way to calculate how much and who will pay and who will be the receivers of help. Since it should be a just calculation, we have to calculate on the background of the inhabitants of each country and have the country responsible to pay for its inhabitants. That means the industry, pollution from cars, electricity production and energy use. On ground of the calculation of how much does every citizen pollute as a part of the country, we can specify how much pollution from each person in the world can be accepted and what is not acceptable. It could be, say, 5 or 7 tons of CO2 from each person in the world that we can accept, and nothing more than that. And the acceptable amount lowered every year until we reach a point where we don't destroy the globe anymore. And if a country have citizens who pollute more than this level, they have to pay. And of course, if they pollute a lot more according to the level, we will raise the payment for some steps, say between 10 or 50 tons and up to the top, they will have to pay maybe, say, 10% extra or whatever the countries of the world can agree on. A percentage we will add to the tax or whatever we will call the contribution to the restoration fund. And if they do not stop to expand their level of pollution, we will have to add some percent extra, and we could remove some percent if some countries decrease, so that them who pollutes will have the wish to decrease their level of pollution and in the end cut down pollution more than everybody else. We will then every year calculate how much each country have to pay to this foundation, and then we will have somebody, could be United Nations, to collect the money and transfer them into a development bank account. If somebody don't pay, we should make sanctions so we don't trade with them. Because if we trade with them, they will make all the goods they sell on the cost of everybody else in the world. And that could not, that should not be accepted, of course. We should not accept that some are producing and get richer on the cost of the rest of the globe. If the result is destroying the globe. But if we don't trade with them, we don't buy anything or sell anything to them, then they have to decrease their pollution or start to pay to the foundation. This money can be used for projects for development of energy production. Could be building windmills or solar power plants or hydro power from dams or production of green hydrogen from these plants so that these underdeveloped countries don't build coal-fired power plants or using fossil fuels for energy production. If we help to develop without polluting, we will have some savings there. And in the other end, we have some countries who pay for that and in the same time try to save some pollution, decrease their spending on the pollution tax. In this way, we could even finance projects to plant and grow mangrove trees in the sea or save forest lands instead of burning it to produce palm oil, sugar, and destroy the natural way to try to save some of the pollution, to take up some of the CO2. In the concrete production, we could take up CO2 in water, for example, from the sea, and then relieve it and use it in the industry or pump it down into the center of the earth where it could be bound to the minerals where it originally came from. We must establish sustainable production projects and secure more uptake of the carbon dioxide, lower the release of methane, etc. All this means that we have to start with establishing an office to help solve all these problems and make all the calculations and review and propose the projects. What is reliable, what is effective, what is cost-benefit, and review proposed projects from the third world countries or whoever have good projects. A budget should be probably about $150 billion or euros, and this money we have to collect from all the rich Western countries who pollute and who have been polluting for, let's say, the last 50 years, expanding every year, or maybe decreasing in the last years with some few percents, what we can, of course, credit and, so to say, punish them who still are expanding their pollution. An office should be established to propose some ideas for saving all the pollution from CO2. So we could establish some production from CO2, etc. in the poor countries who have to develop their countries to just survive. We could, of course, give some credit for the countries who produce agriculture machines, food, fertilizers, since it is very necessary to have food enough for the world. And then we will have some maybe pay extra for producing useless things instead of food necessary for the world. Agricultural machines sent for the third world and which can help them to get them the necessary amount of food should be credited so they do not pay so much if they do export of that kind. All these things are just calculations, but we have to agree that it's necessary to start from that agreed project to establish that kind of office and project development. Since it will be just for everybody, we cannot disagree that it should be done, but we can discuss the figures. How much can we pollute before we have to pay, or when should a country not pay, but be able to collect from the fund for sustainable projects? And what you and me can do is that we don't ever buy from countries who make a lot of unnecessary goods with the effect of polluting the world. Says we never buy from countries where an inhibitor produce a bigger pollution than, say, 10 or 15 tons of CO2 and other climate gases, since then we will be a part of the problem and not the solution. And remember, there are many well-known solutions to solve the problem, but we have to use them and not be ignorant. And we have to start now and not buy from the polluters, but tax them instead. We must now establish an office to calculate a reasonable solution, developing projects and sending out bills for the pollution tax, and writing out a list of countries on the red list, the yellow list and the green list. Countries who have to pay an extra tax, some just paying the ordinary tax and some able to receive from this tax foundation. It's reasonable and just. And then who will disagree that this is what have to be done and done now, or our world will be lost? From here we send greetings to all good people of the world.